one spine. We a number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
We letting them air horns fly because it's Friday and only because it's Friday. I'm going to tell y'all right now. Uh-oh. I don't know what we doing today.
Uh-oh.
We might play music. I might just sit here with my feet up and eat grapes all goddamn day. I'm getting text messages from Butcher Boy Joe Shafty at 6 o'clock in the goddamn morning.
What the hell is this?
Hey, and this is what happened. You know the season peaked in that ass whooping?
Ooh.
I mean, can anyone fight me on that? The Kings season peaked when they beat the Warriors' ass.
There's no argument, you know, there. Whether you think it's a different game or not, I mean, it's around the same thing. Yeah, it's fine.
These grapes are magnificent.
Where'd you get them grapes from?
They was with the party you skipped out on yesterday.
Well, I didn't skip out on the party.
Well, not a brunch guy? Or?
He boycotted the brunch.
Meanwhile, while we're talking food, I tried to talk about pizza and stuff with Damien yesterday because you weren't here. It didn't work out.
It didn't go well.
Didn't go well at all.
I caught some of the show. I was tapped in a little bit.
He asked if I put hot honey on pepperoni pizza. I can't eat pizza.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. You're just late then.
Wait, what's this guy talking about?
No, you're just late. Stop. You're just late. Don't do that. Seriously.
Hey, whose man's is this?
Stop. I'm telling you, you're going to do it and be like, wow, this is amazing. You're late. The chatty house is already on this.
Hot honey's wild, bro. I don't.
I think it's an East Coast thing first.
It's made its way over here now.
I think you're 100%
accurate. Yeah, it's an East Coast thing first, and it's made its way over here.
I don't need all of that.
Like I said, you're just late.
All right. Okay. All right. I just don't understand it. I'm not discouraging you from doing it. I'm not doing it. Just don't understand
it. So your norm's already here. Hot honey's fire. Look at that.
Why did you boycott yesterday's show?
Because Triple H hit me with a sledgehammer.
Oh, damn. Well, Triple H is known to do that. Pedigreed your ass right in the middle of the ring.
Right in the face. Just, boom, with a sledgehammer.
Nah, we've been known to do that to a lot of black wrestlers, so that's fine. Booker T. Caraway is here.
the sinus thing, now that I realize, it does happen once a year. Tuesday was the day where, like, the sun was shining, the wind was blowing crazy.
Are you sure it's your sinuses? You don't sound well.
No, I feel a lot better.
Like you said, like when you left, I told Jesse this yesterday. When you left, Wednesday,
yeah,
I was like, that man's not going to be here tomorrow, because I didn't compute it at first. When you put your elbow up, like, yeah, I'm gonna go get some tea. And, like, you know, you were kind of mumbling and you, like, left. And I'm like, oh, I told everyone yesterday, you were like, and I said this to you on the air, but it didn't compute until later. You were real chill on KSFM.
I was trying to make it.
Like, you was, like,
I was trying to make it.
I was like, okay. Like, yeah, all right, KC. I just thought you was feeling the beat. When you left, I was like, oh, that man's cooked. I wrote the whole show that morning knowing that man is not going to be here today.
Elbow dap up is just universal sign for, hey, I'm not feeling
it. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to tell you, but this is the coolest way I can do it.
Sign for I can guarantee it's over.
I gave everything. Well, I wasn't feeling good on Wednesday, but I gave everything I had to the 1320 show. And then I was cooked. Tried to get me some Chipotle at DoorDash. Like, maybe I need some food. DoorDash, it was all bad. And then the face started hurting. And then I was like, oh, man, this is tough. But I wasn't really sure. I thought I might have been sick or whatever. I get home, no temperature, nothing like that. And then I went home. I said, let me just lay down a little bit. Turned on one of the games. Turned on some college basketball. Actually, turned on Knicks Blazers. I ended up watching that. And I was like, oh, yeah. I fell asleep, all this other stuff. And then I woke up at about 4:30. Thursday, and just Triple H just sledgehammer straight to the nose area. Mm-hmm. And I said, bro, I can't, whatever's going on is not what I've been taking medicine for. Like, this ain't working. I got up at like 5:30, went to Walgreens, got the best sinus medicine I could, which is Tylenol sinus and headache. Mm. And
was they paying you for that?
No, what was that?
What was that?
Yeah, people need to know.
What the hell is this a commercial?
People need to know. Tylenol sinus headache, that's number one. Sudafed is two. You know what I mean? Got to and shout out Mucinex. I was taking the wrong Mucinex too. That was bad. But then I took that, and I still wasn't feeling better. That's when I text you. I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to go to Kaiser. I'm gonna have to get the prescription joints because this ain't feeling good. And that's when I text you. And then I fell asleep and I woke up. I felt better. So
I did not. Yeah, I did not. I was really surprised when you texted me yesterday at 4 o'clock that you would you'd be in. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
my man. I honestly expected you to be out through the weekend.
Yeah,
I thought Monday was gonna be hope and a prayer.
The toughest.
There were people speculating that you didn't come in because of Mac Jones.
Well,
we could talk about that later.
Well, no, because I was supposed to go on 95.7 the game yesterday morning, and a little bit after I text you, I actually forgot, and then I saw the tweet. I was like, oh, yeah, I ain't gonna make it. So I text my man. I was like, hey, man, I'm sorry, man. I'm not gonna be able to make it this morning. I'm super under the weather or whatever. He's like, yeah, signing Mac Jones will do that to you.
Oh,
understand?
Man.
I said, nah, I'm sorry, man. But, yeah, I was just down. Once I got the right medicine, I'm back at it. I'm good.
All right, man. Well, I'm glad you're feeling good.
And then I watched the game, and then I was bad
again. Then we all vomited all over again.
I was bad again after watching the game.
This stretch, man, this is really frustrating. This stretch of good play by the Sacramento Kings is bookended by two ass whoopings by the Golden State Warriors, damn near by the same score, 132-108, 130-104. And in between, we think the Sacramento Kings are playing well.
Mm-hmm.
I said this 5-2. Okay. I did this with Minnesota. You did this with Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think either of us did this with Sacramento. Charlotte. Utah, good win against Houston. It's an above 500 Mavericks team that you beat, but it's a Mavericks team post-Kyrie.
Oh, I wish you'd tell the whole story.
Exactly, exactly, in San Antonio. Then you get to the playoff teams.
Mm-hmm.
Playoff, play-in. Clippers, heartbreaker. Knicks, beatdown. I'm not sure what we've seen. I don't know. What does that tell you about the Sacramento Kings? Does the caliber of the opponent matter?
To a certain degree.
I'll use the collective. We diminished what Denver did. No. I, because you weren't here, diminished what Minnesota did.
I wish you'd tell the whole story. I did not diminish what Denver did. I said, I'm not making them a championship contender, which is what people are doing. Now, there's a difference. Kings did that. We didn't make them no championship contenders. We just said they're playing good basketball. That's all.
Yeah,
that's all.
Okay,
and that's what I said about Denver. I said they're playing cool and handle who was on the court. But people were like, yo, I think they serious. They might be. No, they're not that. Not because they did that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only disparity. I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But at least for me with Denver.
I'm pretty sure you said F the Nuggets. I think you said that live on the air. Jesse had to dump it.
I always say that.
Well, you do. No, that's not true.
A lot of disparaging things about the Nuggets.
You said F Michael Malone. It wasn't F the Nuggets. It was F Michael Malone.
But
don't turn into this show in a bad mood. I don't care how bad the Kings suck. We are going to find a way to laugh and have fun. If you're in a bad mood, if you're mad that your team sucks, tune in because we're going to find a way to laugh about it.
That's what we're going to do. But your boy
texted me. We FaceTiming today?
Oh,
no.
Please. Oh, please. Fall back or fall back. we deserve that. I got to wear that.
It's actually kind of a miracle that Bonte hasn't called. Matt Nahegan hasn't called. No, we've kind of Guru hasn't called. No, we kind of lucked out.
It was just Butch. Yeah, we deserve that one.
They've won the last two games by combined like 60 points against us. Like, nothing has been the same since we FaceTimed.
But yeah, man, like, I understand the point you're talking about. I think when you talk about this Kings team, that, for lack of a better term, that's who they are. Like, against the bad teams, they'll handle business. They'll compete up and down against the good teams. they're just not always like on point like that. And I made this point against the with the handoff. You're gonna have those times. Like you're gonna have just literally a week ago, we were talking about how tough they were, and man, they took Denver down to the wire. Should have won that game with two of their starters out and all this other stuff. Even with the Clippers loss, man, they played good. They were playing Clippers basketball and they just lost and da 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 da. And two games later, they're hopeless, like a penny with a hole in it. That's just what this team does. I would not be surprised if next week they played real well and stepped their game up.
Is the ceiling clear of like what type of team this is? Like what type of team this is as far as the tier, like where they belong?
I don't think it is.
No?
No, because I don't know I don't know how good they are. Like I don't know what to cap them off as or at.
I'd put them a level below Minnesota, I think.
That's fair.
Here's the tough part. I mean, they've got Phoenix tonight, but like right now, their play-in matchup is Dallas.
They beat the brakes off of Dallas. So they'd win that game. Now, if they had to play Minnesota, Minnesota might be a little different.
No, for sure. But they've got to. How do we even rank them with Dallas right now?
What do you mean?
Like, because he's asking about tiers. Mm-hmm. They're basically below everyone. And then, like, how do we even, with good conscience, put Dallas in a tier? They've got a foot in the grave.
True. True.
I mean, so they're better than a team that's got a foot in the grave.
I think, yeah, they're better than them. I think
maybe we got a foot in the grave.
To be honest,
it could be about the same as the Clippers, maybe. That's where the Kings, maybe, if that's where you want to put them.
I think the Kings, Clippers, and Suns, I'd put them on the same tier. And that sounds crazy. Maybe I'm just afraid of the Suns. But I still respect the talent that they have in a one-game scenario like that. So I think Kings, Clippers, Suns are on the same tier, which is one of them's got to go to the playoffs. But I don't think they're going to do anything in the playoffs.
Okay. All right. We're just getting started. Like I said, we're going to find a way to have fun. This team, that's tough. That is tough. They got their ass kicked last night in a game that we all thought meant something. And that's the worst part.
Mm.
And they play again tonight. I have no clue if that's good or bad. But they play again tonight. So, we've got you for the next 4 hours. Kyle Madsen's going to join us. Eddie Gonzalez will be with us. James Hamm will be with us. It's Leezy Fridays.
Leezy Fridays. Where's the pizza?
Leezy's going to come join us, you know, probably in like the 1 o'clock hour or somewhere around there. And he's going to hang out and we're going to teach him how to be a radio guy, man. So we'll have some fun. Phone lines will be open for you. We're thrilled that you're here with us. Shout out to everybody who's tuning in, despite the fact their team got their ass kicked. It's Thilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Back in here with our man Kyle Madsen of the Insiders here for his weekly visit. Kyle was doing the thing last night. I told him, too, as he was doing it.
Uh-huh.
The Warriors were up like 20.
23.
Thank you. The lead gets cut to like 10. This team, because I think the Warriors are a championship contender.
They're not.
Madsen. This is why these guys aren't contenders. All right, it's 10-point lead. Lee gets good. The Warriors are going to lose this game. Warriors are up by 6. I was like, Kyle, you're doing the thing.
Did I say they were going to lose?
I think so. No?
I probably did.
I got it right here. King's going to win as long as they keep Steph a non-factor. They're so ass, bro. And I said, you're doing the thing. And he said, it's down to 6. Steph is in jail. That was at
8:30.
48 minutes later, it's 9:18. He sends, okay, fine. Madsen, Warriors game.
When you said you're doing the thing, I was like, God, I hope the Kings win. God, I want them to win. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I just hate the turnover stuff is just an abomination.
The Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just run down and just throw the pass out of bounds. All right, man.
I hear you. I don't care.
Hey, Keon's clearly jumping this lane. I'm going to throw the pass anyway. All right. Cool, man.
What was the first text you sent me? Do you remember? I do. You don't have to look it up. I remember what it was.
Yeah. I stick by it. That I stick by.
Say
here,
it.
Show me.
No, just say it. No, he's not crazy. He says it's going to start a conversation.
He said Keon should have started.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the worst thing.
Do the pieces not fit better together if Keon's in the starting lineup? Do they not make more sense as a lineup? With what DeMar DeRozan does well, with what Zach LaVine does well, with what Malik Monk does well, with what Keon Ellis does well. It makes more sense.
It makes more sense. I don't know if it fixes all your problems, though, because
no doubt.
Keon's not a point guard.
I don't think they win last night if Keon starts, but...
And I think Keon... he comes into the game 4 minutes into every game. I'm not saying those 4 minutes don't matter. Like, every second matters or whatever, but it's not like he's getting in with the...
Sure.
The beginning of the second quarter. So, I understand. I mean, if Doug wanted to try that at some point,
he's not going to.
I wouldn't be against it, but
I don't think so either.
You got to let the starters figure it out and stuff, because when it works, it's a big thumbs up. All right, man.
Yeah, I've
been saying there's an element to that in this league and with those guys. It's a sign of respect that you show to those guys that, like I said, Malik Monk, in this particular case, Malik Monk, who, to be honest with you, is probably working through some stuff physically and like coming out there and like he's not 100%.
Sure.
And he's getting out there and doing what he can for you. You don't bench him after one game, let alone two. In that situation.
If he's still working through things, why don't you just bring him off the bench to start, and when he's in a better position, you put him in the starting lineup. If that's the case, this is sort of a hypothetical. Mm-hmm. But if what you just said is accurate, why not bring him back? You know, as a guy, you work back into the starting lineup whether he gets his legs, his feel, his shot, whatever.
Especially when we know when you bring him off the bench, he is objectively one of the two or three best players off the bench in the sport.
Yeah, what is the reason for keeping him as a starter?
Point guard!
I think we can all agree, like, he's better, like, his abilities are maximized off the bench, I feel. You're not getting the most of Malik Monk as your starting point guard, I think.
I agree, Jesse.
I understand. He's also a better player than Keon Ellis, and...
But he doesn't... Okay, you're right. That's a great... Yes, he is. He is objectively, without question, a better player than Keon Ellis. Mm-hmm. He does not fit the starting lineup better than Keon Ellis.
Keon plays defense a little better.
Keon plays defense
a lot better.
And he makes things easier offensively because it's not DeRozan and LaVine trying to play off the ball or Monk trying to play off the ball with DeRozan and LaVine orchestrating. That's not going to be their strengths.
I understand all the arguments for Keon. But if I just look at it as like, I just don't feel that's a deciding factor in whether they play good or not.
I think they have more problems than that, to be totally clear. That's not like, if you start Keon, they won't lose a game. I don't necessarily know if they win last night. Mm-hmm. But I think you get off to a little better start. You're not down 6 points 58 seconds into the game.
And maybe it's too simplistic on my end. But if Malik Monk isn't playing well, it don't matter if he's starting or coming off the bench. You're not going to win. Like, the bottom line is you need him to play well.
Yeah, I would. That's true. That's true.
That's
yeah.
the thing. It's not because, like, it's if he was playing well and starting, then we wouldn't have this issue.
Sure.
If he's playing well and coming off the bench, that's cool too. Like, I don't care. If he's playing bad and coming off the bench, you're not winning. You know what I mean? Like, I guess that's just where my mind is.
Sure.
Like, if the guys just have to play better. They just have to play no matter where. Start him. I don't care if you start Keon. But if you told me starting Keon would make Malik play better, cool. But we don't know that. If he's still struggling out there, we still got problems.
Yeah.
So that's my whole thing.
I think we got problems no matter what.
Malik Monk is a point guard, or is he just playing the position because you have no one else there right now?
That.
It's probably more so that. I mean, he's a combo guard. Even if he wasn't like a point, he's a ball handler.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not a traditional point guard in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to get him there, but he's a combo guard. Like he's not a guy that plays like Rip Hamilton. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like coming off screens, mm-hmm. doesn't bring, like, you know, even when he was coming off the bench, he was handling the rock, right. and orchestrating stuff. So that's just kind of his game.
Yeah. There are probably numerous other issues outside of Malik Monk starting or not starting, Keon Ellis, you know, coming off the bench or whatever. Like, Keon Ellis scoring 18 is fantastic. You know, you want to talk about Malik Monk maybe, you know, coming back from something, struggling, trying to figure some things out. That's all perfectly fine, too. Zach LaVine took six shots yesterday.
That's unacceptable.
I don't understand it.
Like, what? Unacceptable. What world is that okay in?
Is he, there's not one, for me anyway.
Yeah, not for him on this team.
16 shots in two games for Zach LaVine?
Mm-hmm.
One of the most efficient scoring guard in the sport? Mm-hmm. Gets 16 shots? That's crazy.
That's completely unacceptable.
I don't know if that's him trying to fit a role and realizing, okay, Malik is going to be the primary ball handler. I'm going to go do this stuff. I'm going to try and fill these different roles. If that's him trying to do that, like, thumbs up, appreciate that, but someone else needs to do it. Zach LaVine needs to be leading this team in shot attempts 5 nights out of 6.
Yeah, and these are the things I believe that people like Trista or anybody else has a problem with Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
Like, you'll just do this weird stuff from time to time.
Mm.
It's not your talent. It's not your ability.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and it's one of those things where it's not even like he was 1 of 6.
Yeah,
he was 5 of 6. He was 4 of 4 from beyond the arc.
Right.
Why aren't you continuing to shoot the basketball?
Doesn't make sense.
And this is the thing, like, we talk about.
I mean, the Warriors might have had something to do with that, but maybe. 6 times?
Yeah, so probably.
He is too good to be putting the ball up 6 times, no matter what defense is being played.
Nah, yeah, exactly. I agree 100%. And this is the thing where I talk about this type of stuff with Keegan. Like, when they're like, oh, they're not getting him involved or whatever. You think if Zach LaVine comes down the court, doesn't pass the ball, and shoots it, Doug Christie going to be like, hey, nah, bro, get out the game.
Right.
Or Monk is going to be like, hey, pass that. No. Like, you're Zach LaVine. You mm-hmm. can do that anytime you want to.
Yep.
So I'm not looking at Malik Monk or DeMar DeRozan for not getting you the ball. I'm looking at you. Mm-hmm. Be assertive.
Mm-hmm.
It's unacceptable. Unacceptable.
2 of Zach LaVine's 6 lowest shooting outputs have been in the last 2 games. His lowest of the entire season, and it's not particularly close, was yesterday. 6 field goal attempts. That's the least he's taken
in
a game.
Crazy.
When he was with Chicago, he took 9 versus Orlando twice.
Team.
He took 9 versus Orlando twice. He took 9 versus Chicago. Houston. I'm sorry. He was with Chicago. He took 9 versus Houston.
Good defensive team.
And then 10 versus the Knicks.
Not as good of a defensive team.
With Sacramento.
Baffling.
Yeah, it's just unacceptable. that's the most I can say about that one. It's just, you can't have that, Zach.
Nope.
You can't have that. And I don't think it wins them the game yesterday either, but you just can't have that.
Nope. Not even a little bit. I'm interested to get your guys' thoughts on this, because we talked about this a little bit on the Insiders today. The whole, like, and again, this is why they lost last night. This is not that. This is just a problem that got exacerbated, I think, last night, or really highlighted. It's a problem that Golden State looks at the Kings lineup and goes, hey, we're going to put Steph on Keegan, and that's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And have it work. Keegan can't be, he shot 10 times, 8 of them for 3, and he had a 6-foot 3-point guard on him. Yeah. A 37-year-old 6-foot 3-point guard on him.
Happy birthday, Steph.
For most of the night. How are you not backing him down to the post and making them warp their defense a little bit? Do something.
How do 3 starters score in single digits? I mean, Doug made the change when they announced there's a lineup change in the second half. I was like, oh, Kyle called it in.
I did it.
And it was actually Trey Lyles at the 5 spot instead of Valanciunas,
yeah.
And everything else stayed the same. I was like, okay, that's a I guess you're going for shooting there. I guess you're trying to stretch the floor a little bit, play small with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Valanciunas was getting cooked.
Yeah.
They were getting him in space. It was not good.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was also part of, you talk about just not closing out on guys. That was also part of the guys who were getting the shots. Mm-hmm. You know, Draymond, like, that's Valanciunas's. Man, I'd have to look at the film maybe a little bit more to see if it's something different, but that's Valanciunas in post. That's who, or excuse me, Draymond in post. Mm-hmm. That's who Valanciunas was guarding, probably.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you stay at home, Valanciunas, we're going to let those guys shoot out the corners and stuff like that.
We're gonna
and they hit their shots, man. Mm-hmm. They hit their shots. I mean, that was the strategy that they implied, and it didn't work last night.
Man. You still don't buy that Warriors team.
Real quick, I was looking this up. Okay. I'm sorry. That's the first time Zach LaVine has played 30 minutes in an NBA game and shot six or fewer times. That's crazy.
Hey, guys, anyways, we made history.
Yeah, I just...
Zach LaVine history. That's good.
Put you did it.
Make a plaque or something.
Did it. Hang the banner. Yeah, man. And you know, just watching last night and seeing... there's the Jimmy Butler factor where, I didn't get it with the Heat teams that made those runs with Jimmy Butler too. And they just kind of do it.
So you don't like Jimmy Butler?
No, I like Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
And I'm, when you say the Warriors are a contender, and I'm like, I did that exact same thing with all those Heat teams where I'm like, but then Jimmy Butler just does stuff. And all of a sudden, the Heat are in the finals.
I see.
You're like, wait, what? Mm. He did what? Like, he's averaging what per game after doing what? He's a winning player. And so is Steph, obviously. So, yeah, maybe. But what I think the hesitation I have is last night was a lot of Moses Moody making threes. And a lot of Gary Payton II making threes, and a lot of Quentin Post, a rookie second round pick, making threes. Draymond going 4 of 7. Is that something you can rely on on a nightly basis? You get Quentin Post, a rookie second round pick, in a playoff series, you feel good.
Well, I just think that was the flow of that particular game.
But I think that's what teams are going to do in the postseason. They're going to make Moses Moody and Gary Payton II and Draymond Green beat them. And I don't know that you can do that enough times.
Yeah, but can you really make Steph not?
No, and that's obviously a significant part of it. But at some point, you're going to need those guys. And I don't know, can any of those guys be as good as Andrew Wiggins was in 2022?
Did you hear what Buddy said to 95.7?
No.
About how he was like, oh, I felt bad, you know, about you know, them trading Wiggins. I wish they had traded me, and Wiggins is so valuable here. And all I kept thinking was, boy, I think everybody else does too. But
did you see that quote from Jimmy Butler about Buddy Hield after, I forget what game it was.
I don't think so.
Buddy called Jimmy Butler a connector. And Jimmy was like, I don't even think he can spell connector.
Oh.
Hey, why are they so mean to Buddy?
That's crazy.
Yeah, why
no, but then,
mouth,
hey, but
bro.
Then but then Buddy just walked relax. By, put him on the spot. He nailed it. Spelled connector.
Nice.
I don't think I could spell. Is it one N or two?
Two.
It's got to be two.
Is it two?
It's got to be two.
Yeah, it's two.
All right.
Connect, Jesse don't really miss when it comes
connect
to spelling.
Connect with the O-R. Do
that's a
right?
Sac State grad, baby. Stingers
shout
up.
Out.
Let's go.
Shout out to the State Hornet.
Right.
Connect with an OR. I mean, that's not the hardest, most difficult, even if I got it wrong. It's still
but the idea that Buddy can't spell it is great.
That's crazy. That's
like,
so mean.
That's terrific.
That's
it's
so
like,
mean.
Can he? That's terrific.
I'm an okay speller.
I don't even know anymore because I just type something and the word changes on my screen, so
yeah.
I have no idea
see,
anymore.
I try to type
is
it
there,
out. That's,
is,
I'm not letting technology dumb me down. I try to type it out.
Is there
no,
anything?
No, I do too, but it oh, I missed it by a... I don't know how to spell the word definitely. It's going to change. Like, if I tried to spell it out loud right now, yeah. It'd probably be wrong,
go.
But I type it the same way every time.
Can I spell it right now?
Go.
Well, hold on. Let me... I got to write it down. D.
Yep.
D,
spell
hey, don't,
it out.
Don't do that to him. He's... Hey.
Definite. Nah, I can't.
You got it.
Do it. Come on. Do it for 1320.
If you say D one more time, I'm leaving.
D E F. Def.
You're doing it.
Is it I
cook?
Yep, is it keep going?
I E.
Oh boy.
No, no, oh no. Def.
Damn.
Def.
Hey Jesse, get your man. Get your boy.
Oh, he's got it. He's got it.
It's not I E. Definitely. A I A.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I can't spell. You're the word definitely.
It. You're overthinking it.
How do you spell it?
I N I.
D E F I N O.
Oh, I N I.
Def. L Y.
Definite. Oh yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, there it is. I see it now.
Did you know what word A in there at one point?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
No, I didn't have a real A. I had a fictitious A in there at one point.
So don't count.
You know what word whoops my ass? Occur.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if it's two C's, two U's, two R's.
O-C-C-U-R.
You should see me type that into my computer. It's like red, damn, delete. Red, damn, delete.
I got to double check restaurants every time I type.
Oh no, yeah, restaurants.
Occurrence. Oh yeah, restaurants. Am I throwing an E or an A in there? I got.
You know what sneaky kind of you got to. Oh wait a minute, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. That's a big one.
The trick is
Wednesday is a dumbass.
Yeah, you got to say Wednesday. You got that's the trick. Wednesday. You always know.
Can we collectively just start spelling it Wednesday? Wednesday.
Be a lot easier
if we all did it. Like, who's gonna say that it's wrong? Like, we all. It's like we all collectively have to do it.
We're learning that if everybody just says a thing, it's just true now. So
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Wednesday. We're all going to stop paying our bills, and we're all going to start.
Is there anything
Wednesday different?
Speaking of technology,
D-A-Y.
And the whole like fixing your word. Is there anything more humbling than when you're typing a word and you're waiting for it to like pick up what you're typing, and so you can be like, oh, okay, there it is, and you just hit the thing and it fills it out for you, and it's not coming up.
It's not there. You know you botched it so bad.
That's where the source comes into play.
You botched it so bad that technology's like, bro, what?
Hey, no, the toughest part is when you try to spell it like three different times and this is not coming up. Just whatever iteration you're coming up with is not.
That's when your thesaurus knowledge comes into play because you got to use a new word.
You're circumlocuting.
That happens in the rundown. Sometimes. I was like, I don't want to have a misspelled word in the rundown. So.
Yeah,
I think they need to work harder.
The rundown doesn't correct.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're in that Excel sheet. It doesn't correct, and it's like, oh, I don't think that's how you spell that word. Shoot.
He's the clear winner for the MVP.
I'm like, a thing that happened.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Mm-mm-mm.
We talk, we don't spell.
We don't do math either.
Well, we definitely don't do math.
I have to spell a little bit.
But
you do have to spell.
So Kyle, during the handoff, said like he just feels horrible about this team right now. Well, I could ask you. Do you feel horrible about this team right now?
This second? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You feel the same way?
Mm-hmm.
It's really...
I don't feel horrible. I don't feel good.
Yeah, it's
I don't
it's
feel good.
There's a baseline of like I know what this team is. They're just this. They're 43-ish wins. Mm-hmm. Like that's what they are. My optimism that they can be more than that has waned dramatically over the last 2 weeks.
So here's the deal, and that's understandable. Here's how I feel about this team. Do I think they can win a series in the playoffs? No. But I think they are more than capable of winning two games to get into the playoffs. Like them winning, that's a better question. If they won two games to get into the playoffs, would you guys be surprised?
It depends on who they play.
Well, they would have
to
beat the
Phoenix.
You'd probably have to beat the Timberwolves or the Clippers, right?
Yeah.
Or Golden State.
Nah.
I don't think so. Yeah, I understand why you're saying that, but I don't think so.
They're half game up on Minnesota.
No, I understand. I don't buy Minnesota.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I don't buy Minnesota.
You guys see
Minnesota
falling back?
Anthony Edwards. I forgot.
Minnesota's kind of up there with Golden State as far as
falling
back. They kind of just they're hot right now.
Yeah, Minnesota's won what, 5 in a row?
Yeah,
6.
I still think six in a row. I think they're 7-8.
I think it's probably going to be the Clippers for the Kings if they do end up having a chance at that 8th seed.
Yeah, you can. I mean, whether it's let's just throw Golden State in there for now, just because. If it's Golden State, LA, or Minnesota, you're right. They can win that one for sure. None of those teams are like, you get into the playoffs against OKC, I've got nothing for you. Sorry. Like, whew, that's just that's a bad matchup.
Is the worst thing that could happen they lose to Dallas?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
if you lose in the play-in.
That's embarrassing if you lose to that team.
If you lose to Dallas,
like
here's the issue.
That's like Vlade in the bubble, right? That's everyone losing their job.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
But there's a real chance. Like right now, the likeliest, if we're ranking odds, the likeliest finish is 9, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we're just ranking them.
For sure.
They can finish higher, or that's the highest likelihood. There's a very real chance, just in being on the outskirts of whatever version of Mavs Twitter I happen to follow, that you get into that 9-10 game and you're facing a Mavs team that now has Anthony Davis back and Derek Lively back, and they're starting to get a little bit healthier, where all of a sudden it's like, oh man, this might be a problem.
Mm. They got no business. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
They got no business losing that team with Kyrie not there.
If that happens,
I agree.
Home, that game would be in Sacramento.
There's not a version of that game where you're like, you know what? You lost to a better team. Mm-hmm. Like that would be a catastrophe to lose. I'm saying that potential for catastrophe could rise significantly if they do have Anthony Davis and Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively back.
Understandable.
They could look a lot different. Mm-hmm. But still, that's a game you can't lose that one. That'd be so bad. That'd be third year in a row going backwards, technically, from where you finished a year before.
Mm. Mm.
It feels like they're going backwards anyways. They are going backwards. It. They're not going to finish anywhere near the record they finished with last mm-hmm. year.
What were they last year? 46?
48 to 46, yeah.
46 was last year.
Yeah, 48 the year before, 46 last year. It's going to be less than that this year.
They're at 33-32, so there's 17 games left.
They get to 40, huh?
Hopefully. I mean, 2 Cleveland games, Boston, OKC coming up. You do have a couple with Phoenix left.
Yeah, you got 2 with Phoenix.
You have Memphis ahead.
You got a Clippers game in
over home. Under 42.5.
42, I'd go under.
Yeah, I'd go
less.
Under too.
Going lower than 42.5 wins?
Oh, 41 less. And 41, maybe.
Yeah. Go less.
Man.
Remember
what you're really hoping for is not having to play the Suns in the 9-10.
Yes. And I think that's what's going to happen. Yeah,
I don't
want to play them in a one game.
They're
like the Kings. Like, I don't think they'll win a series, but
no.
They can win 2 games to get into the playoffs.
Hey, you got to remember 2 years ago when we thought we had a future?
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like, hey, it's not going to be like Atlanta?
No.
Oof.
No.
Well, yeah, things happen.
Jokes on us, everybody.
Things happen.
Jokes on us. We'll come back. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
We vibing. We'll come back. We'll talk more Kings basketball.
I got grapes.
I love grapes. I think they're giving me a headache, but they're
too much sugar. Terrific.
Probably. I don't consume this much sugar in a day, much less in the first 43 minutes of the show.
It was more sugar
than
you had. I've had like 2 cups this size full.
Oh man!
Oh, yeah, that's a bit much.
All right, that's a little judgmental.
Goodness,
don't you two calm down,
bro? Just knocking my down back.
Hey, thinking about that.
Hey, Damien, you gotta watch what you're eating, bro.
All right, Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320. All that means is you're a loser on a bigger stage.
Yeah. Well, that's why he said participant.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, you're a loser on a bigger stage.
He can't say 2-time winner.
No, he can't because he didn't win.
He's basically just the Jerry West of spellers.
What? Come on.
Hey. Come
on. What? Tell him what I said. Right, he can't hear me. Tell him what I said.
No, he's out the door. You need to calm down.
That's just.
Hey, by the way, I've been watching Celtic City. Hey, Jerry West, it really haunted him that he never beat the Celtics except that one time. Like, you could tell. Like, you almost feel bad for
poor Jerry West. They had every All-NBA player in the league on the team. He was going up against him by himself.
No, but Jerry West, that character in Winning Time, it's spot on.
I mean, that's
they tried to
we
tell
heard.
Us that it's not. No, that's Jerry West.
No, yeah. No, that's definitely him. I believe that. I believe that.
Yeah, we're sitting there it haunted me all my life. You can just see the darkness in that dude's eyes.
Poor Jerry. That's my boy, too. That's my boy, Jerry West, man. I'm not going to watch Celtic City just because of that.
You weren't going to watch it anyway.
True.
You haven't seen it at all?
No, I'm not going to watch it.
Because you brought up the Beat LA thing, and that was part of episode 2, I think. So I was kind of curious.
Yeah, Michael. No,
he wouldn't tell us.
I was like, Kenny brought this up yesterday. This is in episode 2.
Look, in all seriousness, I know we get the jokes off. Sorry, Jesse. I hate the Celtics more than any NBA franchise Well, the Warriors are up there now.
Well, of course you do. We know that you do.
No, in all seriousness.
We know that you do.
I'm watching the Lakers' little 9-part documentary on Hulu. I'll watch that.
I know, because what do you...
Okay.
We know that.
I'll watch that. I ain't watching Celtics.
I think you won't watch it because you're afraid to respect them. Did I watch the Lakers
one? I think I did. I think so.
I did not.
Well, understandable.
Why would I want to watch a documentary about second place?
That came out right after Winning Time, right? Yeah. Okay, yeah. I did watch it.
Oh, yeah, I watched it. I'm not watching Celtics City. I hate the Celtics. I do. I love all the players.
I don't think I'd.
I love all the players. Shout out to my boy, Jay Tatum. You know what I mean? Shout out to my mans. Yeah. That's my guy. So.
Yeah, I don't hate the Celtics at all. Or I don't hate this version of the Celtics.
I don't hate the players.
As long as Brad Stevens is running the squad. I like Brad Stevens.
I don't even hate anybody in the organization. I just don't like the Celtics.
What does that sentence even mean?
I don't like the Celtics. Like
Jason Tatum is a Celtic.
Yeah, I don't like the franchise.
Okay.
I don't like the franchise. The people that are hired.
But you like Brad.
Celtics, I like,
and you like
I don't have any problem with Jaylen. Anybody.
Okay.
You like that's everyone on the Celtics but just Lucky.
You just hate Green.
No, I like Green. I wore green like
well, you were
three
get
times
a Tatum
last
jersey.
Week.
Well, one of them, well, of course, one of them was a Louis Vuitton sweater. I don't have
a Louis Vuitton sweater.
I saw the logo. You wore it. It was a little cardigan joint. What are you talking about? Why are you so embarrassed by your clothes, man? You act like I don't know the logos that you wear. Bring Leezy in here. Where's the camera thing here? What's up, Leezy? Turn your mic on, Leezy.
Yeah, come on, Rookie.
Come on, Rookie. Man.
Hey, you know what I'm going to ask you?
No, you know what I'm going to ask you? Okay, stop.
Yeah, tell Isaiah Thomas.
Position yourself, Isaiah Thomas, in front of the camera.
It's going the wrong way.
I'm square. I'm lined up. I'm in frame.
Leezy, turn.
Yeah,
turn the monitor a little bit.
No, you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, the monitor.
The screen. Just push it. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. There you go. Square it up a little bit. Okay.
Get from there.
Keep scooting away.
My bad.
Stop scooting.
I will not move. I'm done moving.
Get from the edge.
How about that? That good?
Leezy, spell definitely.
I cannot spell definitely. You are not alone in that.
What about Wednesday?
Wednesday. Wednesday. Wednesday.
Okay.
D-A-Y. Yeah.
Occur.
Okay. Occur. Occur. You know, it's funny. You guys are talking about words you can't spell, and mine is inevitable.
I-N-E-V-I-T-I-A-B-L-E.
I don't even know if you're right.
You know what I was going to say? It's impressive about, like, you don't even, most people have to, like, write it down and, like, see it. Mm-hmm. KC just looks off into space and says it.
If I see it, then I'm, well, I guess I can.
No, I'm talking about writing it down, not typing it out.
Inevitable. E-V-I-T-A-B-L-E.
And it's like you said,
I said before?
You threw an extra I in there at the end for no reason.
No, at the end.
Yeah, because you said like T-I-A-B-L-E or something like that.
No.
Look, we never claim to be the smartest show on the radio. I don't know what's happening today.
I know. What I did was, you did. I said E-V-I-T-I-A-B-L-E. So yeah. It was just T-A-B-L-E.
It's tough. It's a hard day.
We're here.
Hey, those fourth graders spell a lot better than us.
Bro, they go crazy with the words. They go, I'll be like, all right, man, whatever.
This spelling bee picture that Dr. David found is absolute comedy.
That is funny.
That is absolutely
funny. Hey, Leezy, spell pizza.
Well, I'm going to have to make an order after I get out of here.
You do not have to make an order.
We got a lot of food over there in the snack area. We loaded up apparently while I was gone.
Yeah. Oh, the snack area is loaded too? I didn't know that.
That must have just happened 20 minutes ago.
I just think there's old.
Because there was a tumbleweed bowl.
Old eggs
there.
In there from yesterday.
One at a time in the snack the snack shack.
Watch me take 7 things.
Just letting it go. Take it out the door.
I'm going to put them all in this bag.
Sometimes.
I'm going to be even more defiant. If that was brought up, I'll be even more defiant now.
Well, if what was brought up?
I said now that it was brought up, the snack shack. Okay. Now I'm going to take more.
You know, I was thinking, I'm like, I'm always bringing pizza and stuff, but I got to give back to that snack shack. We got to help. We got to help it out.
No, you don't. The company pays for that, brother. Yes.
It's not coming out of anybody's pocket. It's the company. And thank you to the company. Big ups to them.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No.
Okay. I don't mind earning my stripes, bringing some Airheads, some chips, whatever, whatever y'all want.
You just bring the pizza, and we don't need no hot honey either.
No hot.
You got to stop doing that, because, like, once you try it, you're going to apologize.
Yeah.
I like hot honey. Hot honey's good with me. Jesse knows what's up.
I do like pineapples.
Yeah. A little sweet, spicy pineapple and jalapeno. You can't go wrong.
I don't think I'll ever order pineapples, but if somebody has a pizza with pineapples on it.
Like, jalapeno cool. And pepperoni's fire.
Yeah. See, Jesse cooking. He knows what's up.
It's too hot. Too hot.
Where are you at with the Kings right now?
Well, I've been a Kings apologist, but I'm running out of apologies right now. This is looking bleak, and I ain't talking about Memphis. sorry. Yeah, it was a rough game last night. Going into the game,
it's been a rough couple games. Been a rough couple days.
It's been pretty bad.
Been a bad week.
Yeah, it happens. Going into the game, it was a little rough. You don't want to go into the game expecting to lose, but I didn't have the highest expectations based on last time they played. It's funny, you were able to contain Curry and Jimmy, and yet they were still won. It's really painful watching Draymond beat you. That's a whole other thing. But yeah, hopefully tonight they get back on track with the Phoenix Suns game. This is one you really can't lose. I know we always talk about, hey, is this a must win, blah, blah, blah. This is a must win tonight. You got to get this one. Last time I watched the Suns, they were playing the Clippers, and it was a rough game, but they came back near the end. They made a run, but Phoenix is struggling too right now, so this game you got to get.
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta find a way to get this one, man, and get back on the good foot. You've lost three straight in a number of different ways imaginable. You lost the heartbreaker. You got beat up in two games. So you've got to find a way. We talked about it earlier in the week to change this energy a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Phoenix, while you're pretty clear of them, you mentioned it the other day, Dame, you don't want to give them any hope to think that they can overtake you in any way.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, you got to find a way.
Well, tonight would do it.
Yeah.
You talk about giving them hope. Tonight would.
There'll be a game.
Get them a little. Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you got another one against them, too? Mm-hmm. Phoenix, we did this. We've done this exhaustively. Phoenix knows Sacramento's schedule. Mm-hmm. They can pretend they don't. Mm-hmm. They know. Mm-hmm. Dallas knows it. Phoenix knows Dallas's schedule. Like, they know. And I'm sure there are a number of teams who have looked at, you see who's rolling through Sacramento. You see who's rolling through the Golden One Center. Because half of these teams on the West Coast, they got the Clippers, they got to play those same teams. Mm-hmm. You see who's rolling through the Golden One Center?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're aware.
The problem is the Kings know their schedule.
Yeah, it's not getting easier.
Kings know theirs is in Phoenix, theirs. Yeah.
The Kings are looking at it like, yo, we win this game tonight. We ain't got to worry about Phoenix no more. because they ain't what they gonna beat OKC, Boston, Cleveland. No, these guys ain't doing that. So that for the Kings, that's where you look at it like, hey, we can make it really difficult for them to even think about catching us tonight with a win. And you gotta find a way to erase what happened yesterday, what's going on all week.
The three game losing streak.
Lock in. On tonight. Yeah. It's easier said than done. Plus, as crazy as to talk about the Suns just now, they still got Kevin Durant, Devin Booker.
They have squad. They just the vibes are wrong. Yeah, they have the squad between Booker and KD, Mason Plumlee, Sacramento savior. We remember that. between all of them, they have players. It's just the vibes are wrong, and just internally something's just off with them, you know?
Mm-hmm. You guys think there's a chance that the Kings potentially unravel as the season winds down, just given how they performed against teams above 500? Like, yesterday was really concerning, just given the fact that they were never in that game yesterday. And that's two straight blowouts
against
really good
teams. Two straight games they weren't in.
Or do you think they're able to just maintain around 500 the rest of the way?
I don't think they're going to fall apart. I certainly don't think they're going to give up. It did cross my mind for a second last night. Like, I preemptively got frustrated about stuff that hasn't happened. But I did have this... I don't remember when this happened. The Domas seeking clarity. Line. And almost instantaneously got pissed off at Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, hold off, man. Domas didn't do anything yet. Like, hold on a second. Then I started thinking about DeMar. And like, DeMar's career is winding down. Like, we know what it is. He said that. Mm-hmm. And then I got angry at DeMar DeRozan. Again, none of this has actually happened. None of it. I just preemptively got frustrated because I saw something happening about a month from today.
It's inevitable.
Yeah, it feels out. Like it. It feels like there is an inevitability to where this is headed. Mm-hmm. And so I got some things to say if that's the case. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's no point in doing that because we're not there yet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what can prevent that from happening is performing well or not losing the last two games by 60. Like, getting through this stretch and performing well in the postseason play-in and seeing what that gets you. Mm-hmm. A blowout lost in the first or second game, everyone's out of here. It's over.
Yeah.
I think you can survive virtually anything else. Even a loss. Mm-hmm. I think you can survive a loss. You get your ass kicked by a play-in team, first or second game, I think everyone's gone. And I'm talking Doug. I'm talking the sorry ass front office. I'm talking Domas. I'm talking DeMar. It's done. Mm-hmm. We're Utah. We're Charlotte. We're whoever. Like this thing is over. He's going to be having a bunch of. I mean, you just have a bunch of guys who don't want to be here, and Zach, because I think Zach LaVine will be here.
Yeah.